got a lot of talk out of Baton Rouge about, you know, how upset they are from last year and want the redemption. They look to try to beat you guys by 40 or 50 points. So, you know, what do you expect in a game like this?
You know, I kind of figured them to talk a little bit, but, I mean, we can only control what we can control. And just kind of, I say every week, we got to have a good week of practice and got to find out, you know, what we did wrong this week and find out what corrections we can make to, you know, hopefully get better against LSU.
Late in the game, you found your groove, and in my opinion, you played your best stretch, 9-10 down the last quarter, you know, the only completion was a possible holding on Jalen. You feel like that gives you confidence moving in, and is that the best you've kind of played all year?
I think so, and, you know, I felt like I was in a groove and started, you know, getting into it when we started picking up the tempo a little bit before the half was over, and then I thought I picked it up a little bit in the third, and then I thought I finished pretty well, but, I mean, to me it wasn't good enough. You know, obviously I wanted to win, and, you know, it was a big-time game on the road, and it felt like we had a chance to win, but, you know, we got to go back to the drawing boards, figure out what we can do better, and, you know, hopefully execute better against LSU.
Figuring out what you need to do better. I mean, this will be the third AP number one team that you've played this year. I mean, that's never happened before. But, you know, can you take anything away from that Clemson game, that Alabama game that you apply here?
I think so. And, you know, just playing on the road, you know, against Clemson, against Georgia, you know, playing, you know, in different environments, you know, bring our own energy, feel like something that we got better at. So, you know, going into this LSU game, I think that's going to be something really big.
It seems like you've had success in spurts with the up-tempo game. Would you like to see maybe a little bit more of that?
Potentially. Sometimes, you know, it's not good, and, you know, sometimes you want to control the clock a little bit more. So, I mean, there's definitely, you know, positive and, you know, negatives to, you know, both sides, I would say.
Before the season, we talked a lot about the schedule and the opportunity it brings. So now, at the end, what do you feel about that opportunity now playing that third number one team?
You know, it's another great opportunity, and, you know, LSU's, you know, I mean, we've seen everybody, you know, high-powered offense. You know, they got a good defense, you know, talented back end, you know, with Grant Delpit, you know, guy who I played with in high school. So, I mean, they're a good team, but, you know, we feel like we're a good team too, and, you know, we'll definitely be ready to compete on Saturday.
Can feel a lot more confident going against an LSU defense that, you know, quite frankly, they've had some moments where they've struggled.
You know, I think so, but, you know, at the end of the day, like I say every week, and, you know, it doesn't matter what the defense does. We're either, you know, going to be on our game or we're not. So we just got to, you know, control what we can control, and, you know, we should have a good game plan going in, and, you know, we got to be able to execute.
The last time y'all went out to LSU, it was a little bit of a crazy time in the program. How different is this lead up to heading out there now 2 years later?
I think it's, you know, a big change, and, you know, I remember going there as a freshman, and, you know, at that time I wasn't starting, and, you know, pretty much a whole different type of culture, and, you know, a pretty much whole different team. So, you know, I feel like our confidence has changed a lot since that point, and, you know, definitely our skill set and our, you know, level of experience has changed a lot.
I realize you're just focused on Saturday, but what do you remember about last year's game against LSU? I mean, there's so much rich and so much that happened in that thing, but what stands out to you?
Just, you know, our ability to continue to fight, and that's something that we showed, you know, spurts of, and, you know, pretty much a lot of these games that we played this year, and I mean, you could kind of say it possibly carried over from last year, but we know this, you know, it's not going to be an easy team to beat, but, you know, like I said, we got to control what we can control, and you know, anything can happen.
What does it mean that you won last year's game? Does it, I mean, I realize the teams are different, but can you take something from that?
I think so, and, you know, just, you know, it definitely helps the confidence and, you know, motivation going into the game. So just knowing that you could play with that type of caliber of team, and so, you know, we're not scared at all, and, you know, we're not backing down. So it's going to start today, Monday practice, and we got to, you know, find out what we did wrong this past week and, you know, execute on Saturday.
Can you?
Does it change your mindset at all, Kellen, when you're going up against a team who's offensively as dangerous as LSU has been this season, knowing you're probably going to have to score, you know, 30, 35 points all week?
You know, I don't think so. Like I said, most of the time we just got to control what we can control, and, you know, we don't ever go into a game, you know, setting certain standards or goals that we have to score a certain amount of points or hold a team to a certain amount of points. You know, at the end of the day, we want to get a win. So that's pretty much where we're focused on.
Do y'all have to be able to run, be successful in the running game to win?
I think it always helps. Obviously, it doesn't mean you're always going to be 100%. You know, you're going to win if you, you know, have a running game or don't have a running game. But I definitely think it helps, and, you know, it definitely can open up passing games and vice versa.
And you haven't had a turnover in four games. Is that any reason behind that you can point to, or is it just a good streak you're in, or what?
I felt pretty good, you know, the past few weeks, and I can definitely say I've gotten a lot better in practice and, being able to connect with and just understanding the offense a little bit more. And so I just felt like I've, you know, gotten in a pretty good rhythm. So I just want to continue that, you know, these last two games.
How long does it take you to get over a game with all the hits that you take? I mean, when would you be ready to go again?
Obviously it depends on the game and, you know, what type of hits that you take. But usually it takes about, you know, 4 or 5 days for me for, you know, normally to get, you know, all the pain and soreness out. And, you know, you should be good by the following Friday, Saturday, definitely.
Just one more question about last year's game, because it shows up on ESPN or the SEC network a lot. Have you ever just been watching TV and seen it on or anything like that, or had people come up to you since then? What's recollections of that game?
I would say more, you know, before the season. You know, obviously a lot of A&M fans remember that LSU game, but I try to stay, you know, as much off, you know, social media and, you know, certain networks, just just because of distractions and stuff. So I haven't really seen that much.
But does it still seem a little surreal right now? Everything, you look back at everything that happened just in those overtimes.
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, I don't think that will ever end, just, you know, based on everything that happened in the game. So, like I said, that our ability to continue to fight last year was, you know, something unbelievable.